The Traveler's Journal, June 20th. Investigating a colonial habitation in Nova Scotia. Explorer and mapmaker Samuel de Champlain is remembered as the father of French Canada. For 2 years before he sailed up the St. Lawrence River to found the city of Quebec in 1608, Champlain spent winters in an outpost he established on the edge of North America's vast unknown wilderness. Nestled in the mouth of the Annapolis River Basin on the southwest coast of the island of Nova Scotia, Port Royal was a rectangular enclosure of steep-gabled wooden buildings surrounding an open courtyard. English raiders burnt the original enclave to the ground in 1613, but an exact replica has been constructed according to written descriptions of the period. The recreated habitation offers insights both into French social order and Canada's early history. Modest gentlemen's dwellings along one flank of the compound are far more comfortable than the barracks-like quarters for artisans and soldiers. There's a chapel, a sail loft, workshop, and a wine cellar. Historic interpreters, clad in period costumes, recreate life in a self-contained colony, engaged in activities such as candle-making, shingle-splitting, and tending the old herb gardens. Port Royal also depended on the lore and goodwill of the Mi'kmaqs, local Indians who traded furs with the French and showed them how to fish and hunt. On Sundays through mid-October, costumed interpreters at habitation also recreate Mi'kmaq tribal life. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.